In Dallas, current and former employees of the local Coca-Cola bottler are accusing the company of stocking store shelves in Black and Hispanic neighborhoods with expired soft drinks. Canned drinks have about a 9-month shelf life. The company denies the allegations and points out Coke's strict policy against racial discrimination. Bill Zeeble of member station KERA reports from Dallas.
The allegations first surfaced in May. Some delivery drivers for the North Texas Coca-Cola bottler claimed the company was putting outdated products in Dallas's minority neighborhood stores rather than take them off the shelves to destroy them.
I witnessed it for a fact. I worked in the Black and Hispanic areas.
William Wright has worked for Coca-Cola in Dallas since 1987 and started driving a delivery truck 6 years ago. He says bosses would routinely order him to move old merchandise out of upscale neighborhood stores in the north and into less picky minority outlets in South Dallas.
Not only was it outdated, but some of it was damaged. Sticky, dirty cans, and they had been repacked and shipped out.
That's completely false.
Rick Gillis is division vice president and general manager for the Coca-Cola Bottling Company of North Texas. In addition to Coke, the plant also bottles Fanta, Sprite, Mellow Yellow, and other Coke products.
And when we come across products that have gone beyond the optimum taste date code, then our people are instructed to place those in the back room of the store, and they are picked up accordingly.
The company says the shelf life for sugar-sweetened canned sodas is up to 9 months, fewer for drinks in plastic bottles. Gillis adds outdated drinks pose no health risks, though they may be flat or less sweet than usual. Still, the company was so concerned about the allegations, Gillis says it launched an investigation and found no evidence at all to back them. But Coke delivery driver Clintus Edmond claims outdated drinks can still be found in minority neighborhood stores. To prove his point, he drives to the Jiffy Food Mart in Duncanville, a neighborhood largely populated by African Americans and Hispanics. He peers into the cooler.
February 2002.
Sprite, Fanta.
May 2002. You can see it right here.
A 20-ounce Mellow Yellow in hand, Edmond buys it and leaves. It's dated January 8, 2001. But Coke managers are suspicious. Again, Rick Gillis.
That's hard for me to comment on as to whether we were set up or not, but this whole allegation is very disturbing, and it's something that our company takes very seriously.
Not seriously enough, according to the drivers making the allegations. In fact, they say this dumping of outdated product simply reflects the company's broader attitude toward minorities. The drivers are involved in a lawsuit brought last fall alleging employment discrimination. William Wright is one of the plaintiffs.
We're showing the public that not only does Coke discriminate against their employees, but they discriminate against the Hispanic and Black communities. If we can prove that they do discriminate against the community, then you know they do discriminate against their employees.
Company officials suggest allegations of outdated product are just part of a smear campaign to gain public support for the lawsuit. Coca-Cola's Rick Gillis maintains the company has done nothing wrong.
We have a clear and strict policy against racial discrimination in our company, and it is a policy to which we are strongly committed.
The discrimination lawsuit is still pending in federal court. Plaintiffs want it certified as a class action. The judge hasn't ruled yet. There's no suit connected to the allegations that Coca-Cola puts outdated product in minority neighborhoods. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.